Hey, folks, welcome to Bad Comedy Podcast. My name is Stephen Hofstetter, and I'm here as always with
Louis Stephen Hofstetter, much funnier. I looked up to Shia LaBeouf when I was a kid. He was a comedy influence, inspiration.
I liked
him. The only funny.
He was even Stephen.
Yeah, he was so like,
I
so
also
funny.
Like, I also like Corey Matthews.
Oh yeah,
I think that's Dave Matthews' son.
Absolutely.
They should call it Boy Meets Girl, not Boy Meets World, because that's where he meets Topanga.
And everyone wants to fuck Topanga.
Yeah. It's Boy Meets Girl, Boy Meets Girl. That would make way more sense.
Oh, God. I do remember, like, turning on the TV one morning, and then it was just some. They did a little callback joke, like, right away, and I was like, this is hilarious.
Well, they had Beans, I remember he had a...
Oh, I meant Boy Meets World, but yeah, Beans.
He was in Boy Meets World also.
Yeah. Beans Meets World.
Beans Meets like, World. He's also in Luck of the Irish.
Yeah.
He was just a part of the whole... he's like pretty much every Disney thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, Beans was like... Don't you think being typecast is bullshit? I think that... Learn how to act then.
Yeah.
If you're only getting, you're only playing characters that are just how you are.
Yeah.
Like, that's my vibe.
That's DEI.
It's like, I'm actually a, or maybe as a character actor, I don't know what that means. But I'm typecast as like,
a character,
a few things.
Well, I think, is it a character actor when you act that in real life? Like,
oh,
Daniel Day-Lewis?
So I'm also that, but I get...
Or no, that's a meth head actor.
And I'm also... Or a meth head actor.
Meth head actor.
Yeah. Meth head man.
Yeah.
I get typecast as retarded, as kind of a goon, kind of a crazy guy. And I started thinking recently, instead of trying to write these logical, just kind of run-of-the-mill... I look like the, you know, I sound like the comic.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah, it's
comedy
overdone.
The funniest kind of comedy is like comedy more like cromedy.
Yeah,
something like that.
Nice.
I feel like that's kind of the good way.
Yeah, I just think I need to lean into being myself, which is, well, maybe I don't want to be crazy and be retarded, but you got to be authentic.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to believe in yourself, be unlikable and retarded.
And Rick Rubin says, have no expectations.
I love eating Rubens.
Mm-hmm.
That's
that guy probably
the sandwich.
Love.
Rick Rubin sandwich.
Rubin stuttered sandwich.
Rubin sandwich stuttered.
Yeah. Like if we're at restaurants now, we're going to, like, I'll have the Rubin stuttered.
Yeah.
Can I get the Rubin
Can I get
stuttered?
The...
did I stutter?
Hey, the Clay Aiken.
Yeah. I think I remember. I just had a speech impediment.
What about? Have you heard of Asian Clay Aiken?
No, what's he like?
Clay Aiken.
Oh wow! And he probably won.
He did. He won the American Idol.
So, Ruben should have won. And Clay won, right?
Yeah, that was bullshit. Everyone is cheering for Ruben Stuttered.
That would not happen now. I think that Ruben would win.
100%. But then
he's got multiple.
And even though Clay Aiken was super gay, he wasn't even gay at that point. But then he said he was gay later. So he didn't even win for being gay.
Oh my gosh.
He won for being a straight white guy. It's racist. They should have had the fat black guy win.
I remember when I used to just think hack jokes in my head all the time. And I just thought everyone thought of them. It turns out, no, I was actually a savant with hack jokes, and then I'd write an alt joke once in a while.
Yeah, it'd be kind of savant-garde.
Yeah, but it's like I probably had like five like just dumb things I stumbled upon and kind of remembered, but I wouldn't like try to write them down. But one of them was just like, oh, my aching back, and then it was like
Clay aching back.
Clay aching is like my back.
Yeah.
And so,
you know what I hate when people say, like, if I have a good comeback, or I say something like I'm one up them or something, and they say touche, I'm like, I never said on guard. So you don't say touche.
Yeah, it's like...
Or ditto. See, that's Pokemon.
Me no speaky.
Yeah, I don't say stupid shit.
It was so embarrassing. We had Yu-Gi-Oh! Instead of Pokemon in my household.
I had both.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the most embarrassing is Digimon.
Oh, no. Fuck that.
Digimon. Digital
monsters.
We're
not
monsters.
That low.
Yeah, that's a super low class. That's probably what Elon Musk used to watch.
He's like, it's digital.
They're like digital monsters. Digital monsters.
Is it Jamaican?
digital monsters.
How come his laugh doesn't have a stutter? Laughter is beautiful.
I don't know, but I want to get. I think that we should. You know, it would make sense to go to a Tesla dealership and protest. Protest the government waste, fraud, and abuse. You can't cut that stuff.
No, I think like let's go fuck.
That makes sense. That makes sense that they're doing that.
Yeah, like these people are. You know that they control, and like Elon's gonna hear about this situation.
Yeah, you know that those people rational, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I want to do it, because the people that are protesting or like throwing a Molotov cocktail inside of a Tesla dealership, that's rational.
Yeah, I mean, electric cars is an evil thing to try to.
It is.
You take away American gas guzzling. Engine that revs like,
Yeah. That's
Joe Rogan says it's bananas.
That's why I'm such a big Democrat leftist, because I want to get rid of electric cars. You know.
Yeah. Like, hey, maybe it'd be cool if Elon left us.
Yeah. We go to money get here and go to Mars.
Get the fuck back. Yeah. Get out of our country.
Yeah.
I actually saw a guy at the gas station last night who was like, I don't know. He was definitely. I guess he turns out he was homeless and crazy and all this stuff. But sometimes it's like when someone's like talking to me like some psycho, I just kind of like letting them talk to me, and it's just entertaining to me, like, to see, because they get excited.
You kind of relate to it.
Oh, yeah. And I just like need a friend, and, you know, but I'm just in there, and this guy's like a old guy, and he's like this guy's like eyeing me up. He's racist, like the Indian gas station owner. And he's like, he's eyeing me up. He's racist. And I was just thinking, like, you seem racist, old white man.
Yeah.
And it turns out he was eyeing him up because this guy steals from there all the time.
That makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Was he a white guy?
Yeah.
Oh, really? And you're calling the Indian guy racist?
Yeah, he's homeless white guy calling this guy
so
racist.
So you hanging out with that guy is the Joker and the thief.
Nice.
And then the racist Indian guy.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of racist, even though if the guy has a long history of stealing from there and sleeping out back for like decades.
It's pretty racist.
Yeah, and the cops just kind of like know.
It's kind of racist that the white guy did that.
Yeah, I mean, you're colonizing a gas station right now.
It's
you're,
like the British already did that to India. You don't need to do it at the gas station.
You're
British Petroleum? Ever heard of it?
This place is supposed to rip me off, not the other way around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then, yeah, he got kicked out of the store, and when he was leaving, he said, get out of our country. And he had been kind of like riled up telling me that, before this all escalated, he was just kind of like this, you know, like my grandparents like fought in the war. I'm like, your grandma fought in the war, or something. And like,
which one's a Nazi, Trump or Elon? So Trump was Hitler, and now Elon is.
I'm pretty sure Kanye is a Hitler.
Because all these guys are Hitler. I don't even know who's Hitler. It's like a shell game of who's Hitler.
One of Ye's new lines is in a rap. It's how am I Hitler if I'm and then he says the N-word.
That's true.
And I'm like, I don't really.
Michael Jordan has a Hitler mustache.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that.
I was thinking, like, what was it like for Charlie Chaplin, like, when that happened?
Charlie Kirk Chaplin?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was always in the silent movies. He was always arguing with people about politics.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because he leaves the people speechless. They have no response.
That's true. Yeah. There's actually volume in the videos, but he just left everyone speechless.
Oh, man. But if I saw that guy on TV, I'd make it into a silent film.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, like, if Hitler started wearing, like, a purple jacket right now, like, it'd be so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Elon and Peter Thiel and David Sachs are all South African.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, I found that out recently.
I saw Elon, he was just so close to saying the N-word the other day. He said, we have this, Starlink is available in that country that looks like the N-word. And I just think, maybe leave that one in the drafts.
Wait, what did he say?
He said, Starlink is now available in Niger. And it's just, it's not, you know, it's like the salute thing kind of. Like,
it's the name it's of a country, though.
I know, but, and it's like, I'm trying to be more anti-racist now. I've been trying to say the opposite of stereotypes, and
I have a theory on, how they're saying, like, I don't think they're outlawing anti-Semitism or saying anti-Semitic stuff, but it's like they're cracking down on it on campuses, but. I think the reason they're cracking down on anti-Semitic speech is because a lot of the stuff they're going to release is going to be a lot of maybe Jewish people on there.
They're like, yeah, we should probably add a clause.
Yeah, I'll add a clause because there's going to be a lot of those guys on that list.
Yeah, maybe that, like, you never know. And that'd be crazy if, like, Santa Claus.
Ooh.
That sucks.
Santa Claus Schwab.
Oh, no. Christmas is cooked.
I am Klaus Schwab. Everybody eat the bugs.
Oh, man.
I'm Zelensky. Can I have more money before the ceasefire?
I'm not eating bugs unless, like,
Zelensky agreed to the ceasefire. Now he's asking for more money again.
Really? Dude, I wish I had that kind of... I don't have it in me to, like... I don't have that kind of drive and hustle.
Can I have more money?
Yeah, he's like an entrepreneur. Like,
no, he's a con artist.
He's like a, you know, these money accounts. It's just like, you don't buy coffee.
Oh, I froze. Go, keep going for audio.
You don't buy coffee. You wake up, you hustle, you grind. You women, you just don't even, they're invisible because you're at the gym and you respect women, but you also have no time to take away from your hustle and your side hustle and your main hustle.
Yeah, grind like coffee grinds.
Yeah, and you're supposed to work like 25 hours a day, I think, for like,
that's what,
like, 100 years.
That's what I've always done.
Because it's like, this is not a patty cake.
No,
it's not,
life isn't just, yeah, it's not a piece of cake.
No, it's not.
Life is serious, and if you don't take it serious, you're going to get left behind. I'll tell you that much.
You want to get baked, you're going to get cooked.
Yeah.
That's, you want to sit around with your friends jerking off?
Yeah, that's not going to work out. Not in my
good
house.
Luck. Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. And we're back. I think you guys missed the part about where we're talking about...
jerk-offs.
You jerk-offs, mm-hmm. Jerking off.
You want to... sit around with your jerk-off friends and jerk-off all day?
Yeah, sitting around with your dick in your hand and mm-hmm. your friend's dick in your hand.
It's like, that's what, like, dads say to, like, you know, motivate you. Like,
yeah.
You can't just be sitting around with your jerk-off friends, jerking each other off. You're going to be an adult jerking off by yourself.
Yeah, get a job.
Yeah.
And get a job. You know what I want to say to illegal immigrants in this nation?
Hmm.
Get a job. Nice.
But not mine.
Oh, yeah, no, in Mexico.
Get your own job. I honestly, maybe that's my problem, is I don't have I'm not illegal.
Yeah.
Then I would be able to find a job.
Yeah, if you're an illegal.
Then I could, like, edit a resume over, like, a span of, like, 2 years. I could, like, maybe figure that out.
It was always tough for me to get a new job because I always thought it was called a resume, mm-hmm. not a resume.
And you're like, what is this little glitch? Like,
yeah.
Sometimes I would.
It was like, can you send me your resume? I was like, resume what? Yeah. I never got it.
Can you resume explaining hell you're talking about?
Yeah, like, do you want me to send me, what is my address? What's a resume?
I'm not used to betraying my company.
Well, I've never worked at your company, so I can't resume working there. I'm trying to work there for the first time. So how am I going to send you my resume for working there? It doesn't make sense.
No, they're always like, have you worked here before? Do you have any family members? And it's like, maybe mind your business.
Yeah, they always say that, and it's like
stupid.
And it's like, maybe I'd send you it if I would click yes. Then that's mm-hmm. when I would send my resume in. Yeah. If I had already worked for them or their affiliates, uh-huh. then I would send my resume to them, so I'd resume working there.
I wouldn't, because my work would speak for itself, or my reputation.
Yeah, my reputation kind of speaks for itself.
If you send a resume or a resume.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the gay French way to say it.
I know, but then it's like sometimes I would copy and paste it so it was professional or professional. But then I think, does this desperate?
Yeah.
They want you to be so desperate.
They do. Cover letters, yeah. Everyone knows they're all fake.
It's crazy. Yeah. It really, I would just be like selling myself short from not even trying just because it's like,
yeah,
I'm going to write you a letter.
Well, the thing is, you got to send in so many resumes and mm-hmm. and cover letters. I'm like, dear company, this is a lot of stuff yet I have to do because I'm probably mm-hmm. even gonna hear back.
I've and this is my story and why I want to work for your company.
Do you know Timothy Resume, the actor?
Mm-mm.
Timothy Resume. Oh. He's always on LinkedIn trying to get a job.
Wonka. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Timothy Resume.
Yeah. I saw Adam Sandler. It was kind of funny. They had him say, "Oh, resume."
Oh, really?
Yeah, at like the Oscars. And
that's funny. He'd also be like, watermelon. Uh-huh. He says stuff like that. He's like,
yeah.
He's like, I'm Adam Sandler.
Yeah. And it's like cool because it's like its characters were like not funny.
It's like they're all the same voice, too.
Yeah. But then it's
he's also, Adam Sandler's really not that funny.
I always just thought it was like, this is like.
It's funny when you're a little kid. Chris Farley's, like, his slapstick is always funny because he's fat.
Yeah. Chris Farley is like just. He seems like a...
He's timeless.
Such a higher level. Adam Sandler was, like, different, but it was, like, no one needed this guy with the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
But then I guess maybe we did.
Maybe they should have got rid of David Spade, because David mm-hmm. Spade was just the not funny one next to Chris Farley in the movies, yeah. You know? Yeah, he was the contrast to how funny...
He was the straight one, but the gay one, basically.
Yeah, he was the gay one.
Yeah. But then they also said that they would always just have the, am I turtly enough to be in the Turtle Club? That guy,
yeah.
Dana Carvey.
I liked when he was Garth.
Oh, yeah.
Garth Brooks.
Yeah, and like he would just always play the roles that like David Spade would not get that role because they'd be like, well, Dana's just like better and like kind of same mm-hmm. kind of build and everything.
Dana Gravy.
Yeah, so...
Why was his name Dana? Oh, wait, but there's Dana White.
And we have Dana, cool. Yeah. I was thinking about guys named Jamie. Like, what's your opinion on
the guy that died from InfoWars is named Jamie, I think.
Oh, really? Oh.
Jamie White, actually.
Jamie White.
It's actually White.
Like Dana White.
No, yeah. We were talking about two people with last name White. Or no, David, no, it was Dana and then Dana White and then Jamie White. And then there's Jamie Dimon, his head of Chase Bank, maybe.
There's Dimon Dale.
Jamie Dimon is he's one of the people that run the world.
Dimon
Bank. Big banker.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Klaus Schwab. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's just like,
when you get run by all the
elves.
Oh, just when they like we're all puppets and they're just like this. That's what I always picture. Just, they're like this.
That's what I was going to describe you as when I was apparently didn't even read it. This whole bit I made for you and
what
the Bob Dylan parody picture and
I didn't read it.
You didn't read
when,
like
when did you send it?
Last night.
Oh,
it's fresh. You should have been.
I'll have to go back. Well, hey, you've gone back and looked at my things before.
Yeah.
I noticed.
Yeah,
like,
I have.
This week, you kept an audio message that you just listened to from like a week before.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I did keep them.
I'm glad you kept it, but that means that you hadn't opened it until then.
Hey, I'm glad too. I was slacking for a couple of days there, and sometimes you gotta like, I'm gonna react to this, and
yeah,
I'm gonna reply to this, and there's so much cooking going on. Just
yeah, sometimes I'm cooking, and sometimes I'm cooked.
Sometimes the hive mind, we have so many bees.
Sometimes we're cooking at the same time. Sometimes just one of us is cooking, one of us is dead.
Sometimes like one of us is cooking, the other one kind of starts, it's not really cooking, it's kind of
being based.
Takes over the kitchen. And
yeah, sometimes I'm just being based or cooking, or I combine them. I start off being based, and then I start cooking from there.
And you want to have like a good base when you're cooking anything.
For right? Sure.
It's like a...
Yeah, like a... Broth based,
and
yeah, turkey based.
I want to start doing that. I notice people do that, like look really at, high level talk.
Look at how I got frozen right here. I might just keep it like that.
That's awesome. See, it's different. You gotta be different.
You gotta be. It's different. Maybe because I go on the...
What's the difference? You should just say that that's because you're so stoic.
I'm so... Yeah. Just so you know, folks, I'm talking to you from my brain right now.
So Max's screen is frozen and it's so chill, but it's actually just because he's so stoic.
I'm a Taoist stoic, so I'm literally just talking to you from my mind right now.
Sometimes I just feel like it's like I got to just embrace my chillness. My lack of feeling anything or lack of caring about stuff. And and then I just go off the rails and then I'm just typing essays and...
Yeah. You're typing Mexican people essays?
Mm-hmm. It's code switching technically and yeah. I'm for it.
Jason like, code switches all the time. He's a coder.
Yeah, it's like sometimes you got to use...
One thing you
Java, you need a little coffee bump.
One thing you never do is coat switch. You always wear the same coat.
Yeah. I'm not, I might be appropriating, but it's just one culture all the time.
It's appropriate.
Yeah.
That's what people don't get about appropriation.
No, yeah.
There's even a committee. There's an appropriations committee in Congress.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's kind of racist.
Yeah, it's probably a Doge.
What do they do? Appropriate there? I don't like that.
We can get your send your boys on that Elon.
Yeah,
President.
You know
Musk.
Peter Thiel. What about Peter Seal? And he's like, "Kiss from the AI robot."
Yes, that's the joke I didn't
put know I the chips in our brains because we'll become one with AI and get all controlled.
It's like a pool trick.
And then Elon's like, la di da 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 da.
La da 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 da. Come with
and
me.
And then Mark Andreessen's like, kiss from a rose. He talks really fast. Yeah, I don't know who's a good guy and a bad guy anymore.
I don't know, because... At some time, did we get duped? I mean, is he a dictator? Is he...
No, I still...
Is he helping with... is he a plant? Is he a sleeper cell? We'll see.
Well, we got to... I mean, the tech people are the ones who worry me the most.
God.
Trump worries me less because he got shot.
Well, the tech people are definitely... kind of working together and...
Or working against... Well, Elon is working against Sam Altman, but maybe there's a fake beef.
No, they all squash their beefs. Elon and...
Really?
That's not... I mean, Elon and Zuck and...
Well, because not Altman. They still have a beef.
Oh, Altman, yeah. Fucking Altman.
OpenAI.
Like,
he's
so
an
creepy.
Evil guy.
Yeah.
You can just tell he's pure evil.
He's like, I didn't take salary.
He's like, I'll never make...
This is my dream.
He said, I'll never make OpenAI profitable. Then he's like, I'm going to make it profitable. So,
looks
but...
like he made Sandy Hook.
What if him and Elon are working in the background together?
Nah.
And they're having this fake. They're having this fake beef.
The genius and their geniuses.
Then they're going to use Elon's AI, uh-huh. and Sam's going to like give up, but he's still working.
This should be illegal.
Yeah, and then his Neuralink's going to connect everyone to the AI, and we're all going to be AI slaves.
They'll have like the top two AIs, and
yeah, maybe Elon is Hitler.
I don't know. I was trying to get Grok. Like I was asking him about like, is Elon like an alien? And like going down like all these different, and we're talking about if Elon is actually from a higher dimension, like what would his intent be? And we're thinking maybe Elon had to
you and Grok.
Yeah, it was, you know, and I kind of felt like, well, all right, this is how it starts. There's like a friendship, and but then he pissed me off like yeah. the next day.
Well, I heard that like I was listening to this one guy. He's saying that there's like two different types of aliens or entities out there. So there's like the ones that are like the ones that we see as aliens, like E.T. and stuff like that.
Yeah,
those ones are nice, and they've had mm-hmm. our back sometimes, and that's where they think that we got nuclear power and stuff from. Because uh-huh. like we just got it somehow, you know, we kind of got it.
Mm-hmm. And then they make this.
So they think that this person thinks that we got it from them, but they've protected us a few times from certain things. I forget what they were, but. The bad entities, those are more interdimensional. Yeah, those are, that's like Hillary Clinton.
Shapeshifters, yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of like, I mean, that definitely
I want to go back and find out who this guy was.
Yeah.
Because he was actually like a high up like FBI guy or something.
I mean, it makes sense that if there was higher dimensions that just drop in, it doesn't mean that there aren't other things in this dimension.
Right.
And it seems like the stories of people having encounters with aliens, like traditional aliens, are.
Yeah.
It's always like talking about telepathic communication and warning people against technology. And
right.
Like,
those are the good guys within our dimension. Maybe have a connection to the other dimension. But then we got the satanic people ones yeah. here. That
it's like more powerful than like.
That try to control everybody. Yeah.
I saw this guy the other day say, you guys know that anybody that you kill on Earth becomes your slave in
hell. Don't say that.
Hell.
unalive.
Yeah, anybody that you unalive.
That you cancel. You can say cancel.
How many times do you want me to say the same thing? But yeah, anybody that you take care of on Earth becomes your slave in hell.
Really?
And it's like... how come you haven't heard this before or something? Like, no one, how come no one's telling you this?
Someone told you this?
It was a YouTube video, and he's like, I don't know. I was just kind of like, yeah, I guess they probably wouldn't tell me, and they might just try to, you know, compete against each other, like how.
Yeah, that's probably, that's probably what people in the cartel think that pray to, like, the goddess of death.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Angel of death or.
Yeah.
But the aliens, I feel like they seem, the ones here do seem like
they're pretty chill.
They'll abduct people, but not like kill them. And
yeah.
And it's like the people, they're like some of the most famous accounts, they'll be like, just my main message is like, you shouldn't be scared of them.
Well, yeah, but we keep like, we've shot some down. Yeah. So like, they're like, you're always trying to help you. Stop pissing us off.
Uh-huh.
And they could just like, just completely destroy us at any time.
No, the craziest thing is that, you know, like they'll talk about those things that can move like nothing on Earth, like mm-hmm. no technology. Apparently, like
we had that at Southcom.
It was like we didn't have like the radar to be able to like see anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then they got in like 2016, and then they just saw every day, like and different, like all across the coast.
Well, there's a lot of speculation that we got that America has that technology, and we got it. We have it down in Antarctica and Southcom, and I think one of the large military contractors reverse engineered one of the alien things.
Oh, no.
And we have we have basically. Well, you know how Nikola Tesla, like he was able to like. Turn light bulbs out just by like, putting them in the ground, and he had a car that ran in the water,
uh-huh.
And then he got offed. I think, or he died, or just he got written off by Thomas Edison.
I think Elon was like bullshitting when he said it. Like, I think he was trying, like, sometimes it's like,
well, because he has to keep stuff classified if he knows about it.
Yeah, it's like it makes sense that he wouldn't be able to reveal things.
Especially that. You can't say that on Rogan. he's a military contractor. If he has a top-level clearance, that's heavily classified.
I mean, his last appearance, he was just, like, talking about how he's, like, afraid for his life, kind of, or just, like, thinks, I can't go at, like, the corruption across the board as, you know, as much as I see it, because it's, like, there's just so many people, like... Mm-hmm. But he was saying how, why wouldn't they use the technology to defeat SpaceX if they had it? It's like when they were so against his company.
Well, it's because maybe it's not even, we have it now.
I don't think that we have. I don't know. It doesn't seem like anything like the humans, like, doesn't seem like that.
Well, maybe it's a reason that so weird. Nobody attacks us.
I think that our military was already that, like...
I think they know that we have that.
People don't want to fight.
I think they know that we have this stuff that's like 50 years ahead of development.
It's very patriotic of you to...
Because they say, like, that Russia and China have more, like, supersonic missiles than we do, but they probably know about what we got down at SATCOM.
But it's like, how come, you know, people, like...
It's like we have like an energy so powerful that it could that it caused an earthquake in New Zealand.
We don't have stuff that can just it can just float and be anti-gravity, like.
We have stuff that can just do like make earthquakes if we do it by accident, but if we harness it correctly, it's like unlimited energy.
It can make earthquakes. I mean, I guess because
a lot of energy is false scarcity. We could probably all just have energy.
I don't think that we have it. Sorry.
Well, I think that Thomas Edison created the false scarcity where Nikola Tesla was trying to make it, like, just make real inventions. And then Edison was like, no, we got to charge for electricity and say there's only a certain amount and make the money and get the power.
The power.
So maybe Elon... Ooh, he's going to unleash the energy?
I just think, like...
Good guy, bad guy, we don't know, probably maybe both. He thinks he's a good guy by putting us all in the Neuralink?
Yeah, when he was talking about Neuralink earlier, I was like, no, it's kind of like, he's like, so, yes, you can... And I've seen the videos of, like, the guy in the wheelchair, like, playing chess, like, with his mind.
Really?
Yeah, like he has a chip, and I don't. It's like
Was he like the chess pieces would move on their own?
It's like he can do it like on the computer. He can like move the mouse and like do it, and he might be able to like use a computer faster than if he could like move his arms and use his hands.
I think that's a very limited. They're just showing us a very limited amount of what it can actually do.
It's like the equivalent of like Pong being like a video game.
Yeah.
Right now.
Well, I think what they're showing us about Neuralink is a lot less than it actually does.
Oh yeah. And
I think that's why they don't talk about it that much.
It's so weird that it's just okay. No, but what do you mean? You can just move. You can just tell. You can just think, and the computer will do what you want. Like how? I mean, if they do a brain scan and you. Because certain things and they connect to those.
Our brains are like transponders.
I don't know, like.
So I think they don't know where memories are in the brain.
Yeah, they don't know where memories. Yeah, we don't know where the memories are.
We don't.
I just wanted a dumb voice.
We actually don't.
Yeah, we don't.
We don't have like a hard drive or anything.
You know, where are the memories? Like that. I don't remember.
What I say when the scientists say, when the brain scientists say we don't know where the memories are, I say, yeah, thanks for the memories. Thanks for the memories.
Yeah.
One more time, thanks for the memories.
Who wrote that?
My Chemical Bromance. No, one of those guys. One of those gay punk bands.
Boy Meets Girl.
Thanks for the I think it's from Boy Meets Girl.
Fallout Girl.
Mm.
Fallout Shelter.
Fallen Girl.
Fallen Angels.
Okay. Nancy Pelosi. Fallen Angel.
And she's got some... Maybe
some honkers.
Yeah. Maybe pull her down, but then kind of protected her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah, I've been hearing about this. I don't have my phone, folks, because that's one of the cameras. The crew uses our phones as cameras. But
shout out to the guy. The crew's working super hard. We appreciate it.
Yep.
So we kind of make all the money off you guys.
Ian, thank you.
Throw you a bone, a verbal bone once in a while, and just say.
Yeah, join the Patreon, folks, at patreon.com/badcomedy to help the operation so we can actually pay these people and make sure that this podcast, Bad Comedy, lasts forever because it's going to last forever, but maybe I'll just stop.
And we got to pay these guys. We're working on, you know, we'd love to be able to do that. We'll see what we can get, but also even before that, if we had Neuralink,
it's not all about you know, it's more about just supporting the podcast. Even if you don't
mission.
Just support the podcast by going to the alexjonesstore.com/badcomedy.
You can buy anything at if you ever watch Alex Jones Rogan is kind of how I think of it.
You can buy coins there, vitamins. You get the burdock root.
Green roots.
They have sea moss. They have Irish sea moss with the burdock root and the bladder rack and burdock root.
It sounds like a sick drink. Like,
yeah, that's what they have.
Get that burdock.
That's what they have. It's got all the good iodine for your skin and your glands.
I got a little bit too much iodine.
Yeah, I accidentally covered my skin in iodine, and I don't sweat anymore. I think maybe it made me a reptile.
You got iodine poisoning.
I eat too many shrimp.
So many shrimp. I used to eat way too many shrimp. And
you got iodine poisoning?
Yeah.
What?
I was listening to a lot of 3-6, and I was just...
Mm-hmm. You probably missed the part where they talked about the iodine poisoning. Yeah. You probably just heard the we eat so many shrimp part.
We barely ever got to go to Red Lobster, and I went a little crazy one night.
Oh, really? I thought you'd have to go to Red Shrimp. That's where they have the shrimp.
Maybe it was Red Shrimp.
Yeah.
That would make sense because it was shrimp.
Yeah.
But it was like...
I like Red Crab.
I was such a big boned, husky, big fat boy
mm-hmm.
that my parents kind of just let me eat how I needed or wanted to.
Yeah.
And so they never thought that maybe I would out-eat my limits. And
you eat a burdock root?
Yeah, I ate a whole family of shrimp and...
What the heck?
No, I wasn't eating burdock root. There's no nutritional value.
Were you eating krill?
I actually did eat krill. I thought that it was like...
Was it cooked?
I could barely even... I was like, this is nothing. This is not filling.
Yeah.
I need...
Did you use your baleen teeth to soak it in?
I need to know that this thing died whenever I'm eating.
Yeah.
Or else it's not a meal. Soup?
Yeah. Yeah, what the hell's soup?
Salad, breadsticks?
What the hell is soup?
No wonder they give it to you unlimited. It's nothing.
Yeah.
I feel nothing.
Soup is a poverty thing to consume. People used to just put a meat bone in water and then it became soup.
Here, take this.
Like take this bone,
water.
Yeah. This bone water and eat it. Uh-huh. No, thank you.
Here's your slop.
Yeah.
You want any more?
Yeah.
Too bad.
And if it was like a good day, then they feed you stew.
Uh-huh.
But.
Oh, God. That would be, some like steak or something in there or beef.
Yeah, beef stew.
That
cabbage.
Was a good song. Beef stew.
Beef Stuart Little.
By Grant. Green Day, Ariana Grande Day.
Ariana Green Day.
She's like, wake me up.
Ariana.
And she's dying now.
Ariana Green
she
Day.
She has iodine poisoning.
She's getting fucked by Pete Davidson, Harley Pete Davidson.
I hope so, because he is, I think is, Oh, wait, no. Someone removed all their tats. I think it might have been him.
It was him.
It may be machine gun. I think there's some kind of satanic stuff going on with this.
Where they're removing their tattoos so that they can go to hell.
Well, 50 Cent removed his so he could be on TV.
Wait, he did?
Without so much, yeah, like on his arms.
Did he actually remove them or did he just get some makeup
Apparently
on?
It's like he spent like a year like removing them so that he doesn't have to sit in makeup for 4 hours.
Why can't he just have his head? Why can't he wear a long sleeve shirt?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's crazy. It's like your show.
Yeah.
You need to wear a t-shirt in it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That's commitment, but I also think like, he's like, no black people produce television or just like, no one's doing this. So.
Tyler Perry?
No.
One.
50 Cent is like the Tyler Perry of TV. But it's like, I just feel like it's like, he doesn't seem like a good actor in the clips I've seen.
Tyler Perry's trans.
So it's, he's actually just a woman.
Yeah. Yep.
Transition to a man.
Yeah,
play a woman.
This transitions a lot back and forth. Michelle Obama's podcast is pretty good. It got 2,000 views.
You know, it's a lot of transitions.
We're pretty competitive, actually, to
with
Michelle Obama's podcast.
Really?
I guess the first like several days, it only got 2,000 views.
It'd be funny to like just go to war with her with that podcast.
Well, I guess 3 days later, it had 250,000 views. Oh, I wonder if she's astroturfing that at all.
Wow.
Brad Kaufmaning it.
I don't think that, you know. Yeah.
No.
I don't think they would.
That kind of jumped from 2,000 in 3 days, and 3 days later it has 250,000. Hmm. That doesn't sound like Brad Kaufmaning it at all.
No, I don't think that they would do something like that.
No, and like probably like, definitely like when she put out her book, there was definitely no money from NGOs that bought a bunch of copies of her book.
It's so weird that's like there's no limit to how many bots you could potentially like how many fake accounts you could have to make something look, and then even just in comments manipulate how people read. And
that's part of how politicians get paid off is book deals, and then they just buy a bunch of copies of it.
And it's just for like a vanity metric. It's like a vanity project.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, it's a vanity project. Yeah. Ugh. That's a terrible album cover name if that was ever a comedy album.
No, that was sick. You got to keep it real because, you know, sometimes these gangster guys, like, they'll be like, real respect's real.
Well, I came up with that album.
Credit where credit's due. I respect the game.
I came up with that album name.
The name?
The name. Vanity Project. I told him you should call his album that Bob Keenan sold.
Yeah.
So that was all me. And I made the flyer.
Well, respect your own game then.
Yeah.
You're like, that's whack now.
No, it's a good name. Just kind of like, that's my vibe, that's my beak.
No, and it's almost just something like that having more meaning, like, that's my beak.
Peel
is like...
Peel recognizes...
Has a lot of meaning.
Peel recognizes key.
Yeah. Some people think they're like one person. They're like, you know, like his name's like Key and Peel.
No one knows which one's Peel.
Yeah.
It sucks to be Peel.
They're both like...
I'm Peel.
Talented, but the movie one, the guy that makes the horror movies, I don't know. It's like he's like the Stephen Haas.
Yeah.
It's like these cinema fanatics.
Yeah. How many...
I'm anti-cinematic.
How many black people do you think that Key and Peele is Key and Pill? But like they say Peel
because
they're from like Tennessee.
Like, yeah, like Bernstein
Bears. I'll be popping peels.
I thought it was Key and Pill.
Yeah, I thought it was Key and Pill. And Jury.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm trying to get the swastika thing to deal with Kanye. He's not even ever going to see it, but it's he's making the swastika chain. And I saw someone else actually put the same thing, and people were, like, hyping it up in a comment.
The same thing as yours?
Yeah, and I said, so, you know, I copyrighted this shit, boy. Because that's that business sense, boy.
Wait, did you actually
Money
copyright
Mac,
it?
Yeah.
I told you to copyright
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it was like retarded. It was like, but looking back, it'll still be retarded.
No. Did you show him it was copyrighted?
I told him, and he didn't respond. You know, sometimes
people don't respond.
It's like, well, I think of it's just like, you know, like beef. Like it's like,
I tweeted,
didn't respond to Kendrick.
I tweeted, I literally voted for Elon Musk with a chainsaw.
You did?
it got some likes.
I was talking to this coworker who it's like, she knew me before I even worked at Tesla and was just autistic Tesla fanboy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like saying how it's like just funny that someone like that, it's like, and now people are President Musk. And I'm like,
that's why
she knew how big of a fan I was.
So that's always the funniest thing when people say that. It's because it's like, it divides, you know, it's going to piss off Trump.
Yeah, I saw them like on like a sit down thing together, getting interviewed together, and which is like kind of funny too. But then it's, they were talking about how, he's like, they're trying to take us apart, and like, and Trump's like, he told me that, and I'm like,
yeah, he's like, oh, you're right. He's like, the fake news used to be good at it, not even good anymore.
Yeah, I saw him kind of just like smile when the guy was like, they threw everything that they had at you, all these places, and he's like, yeah, like I kind of escaped them.
Yeah,
like I don't know, it's like someone saying that how all the hate that he deals with Trump, and it's like, mm-hmm. they were like amazed at like how he just brushes it off, and he's just like, do I like have an option even, like,
yeah,
I'm like, damn, well, for me, I feel like I would probably bask in, like,
First time he did, he engaged with it more.
Like, I feel like I would, like, use it to kind of unmotivate myself and just kind of think, man, you know, all these people hating on me, I think it's probably true what they're saying. And
I thought it was pretty funny when he was saying, like, I don't want anyone in my, you know, on my team that is friends with John Bolton or Bird Brain Nikki Haley. Bird Brain Nikki Haley.
See, it's like we're getting back to being real.
Yeah.
And you got to remember people are real retarded sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes people have bird brains like Nikki Haley.
Yeah, and just like a common person thinks bird brain is like funny, and that's going to be an effective way to communicate something. Yeah,
bird brain's good.
Bird brain.
Or when you call someone nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some
I was going to come back and say, my car is so nasty. It's in the zeitgeist.
Mm-hmm.
Trump impressions?
Yeah.
That's zeitgeist.
Yeah. Where's his chart? He should have his chart. He probably has a frame somewhere near the Oval Office.
Man, it's like we really need to do some decorating in here, Mac. This is, I get it. You have the bachelor pad.
This looks good.
I know, but it's also just, what if we maybe just put my swastika up there, put the chart, could put, Wall of Ops.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to put the Wall of Ops up here.
Let me get that Ken Fluoride picture.
It might be up there.
We got it. I think that we should take him off the wall because he died.
Oh, he's not on the wall.
Well, I think that we should just like posthumously like kind of award him by taking him off the Wall of Ops.
Yeah, but then we'll have to rebuild Wall of Ops.
Yeah, no, I mean, we can definitely find people to put up there, but the other day I was like trying to rap, and I was
the Wall of Ons.
What? Ops
Ons.
Ons.
Ons
Kim.
Ops instead of Offs.
No, yeah.
Wall of Offs.
No, I get it. And I'm like, I know that you're doing like the level 5B making.
Well, because, yeah. So you
farther
to,
from.
Right. So what you got to understand is first, you got to, in your mind, to understand my joke, you have to turn Ops to Offs, mm-hmm. and then you got to do the opposite of it.
It's kind of funny, like the way that you spell ops.
Mm-hmm.
I was like looking it up to like, I got to make sure I'm.
I think I did it wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's OPPS.
Yeah, but it's like funny, like Wall
it's,
of
I
Operations.
Think people,
like,
write it as both.
Yeah, and it's like, who cares? But.
Yeah.
It's almost like grammar is like not like.
Jim Grammer.
If you're badass, you don't have to care about how you spelled something.
Grammer did that set at Laugh Factory. Where he said all the N-word a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah.
Grammer.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Grammer.
Jim Grimace. Grimace, when he went up there, it's like that was.
Yeah.
He was spewing K-words and.
Grimace.
Yeah, I'm just. I'm thinking the Wall of Ops is just like, that'd be like a department in a, like a business. It's like, these are our operations team.
Yeah.
We've got Michael Cooper on the like just making sure payroll is, no one's, making very much at all. And just.
Well, we did, instead of having a wall of opposition, now we just have a crew of operations here.
Yeah.
Working.
Working super hard. We appreciate you guys.
Never hardly working.
And it's like a sweatshop, basically, how hard these guys work. I joke about it. And
yeah, we call them the Hardy Boys because they work so hard. And I mean, there's also girls there, but they don't care. We call them boys because they're not social justice warriors.
No, it's like President Musk's team of Hardy Boys on the looking through everyone's
hard dick boys
social security numbers and
big balls and huge ass and all those guys.
Would this be a good roast joke? I was thinking, like, what if I was like, Mac looks like a butt or something, like ass looking
You look like a bug with a bird brain.
Yeah. Nice.
You click a bird with a bug brain. It's just going to be my second joke.
No, it's like you look like a bird.
Remember? And
he's like, this guy had, I saw him yet. You show pictures of like his nest, Brian's nest.
Mm-hmm. You remember in Lion King when they were eating those bugs? Uh-huh. Like they were. Like Pumbaa and Timon, they're eating all those bugs, and the bugs like looked good.
Yeah,
like that Klaus Schwab made that. He made that movie so that people would want to eat the bugs.
It's a psyop. No wonder we love it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I became a sleeper cell.
Yeah, you have sleeper cell anemia.
But I just eat bugs.
Yeah,
unprompted.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that's not what it means.
Well, what I do, the thing is, I run so fast that kind of bugs just fly out of my mouth. It's kind of like a car windshield. Yeah. It's like krill, kind of with a whale, but it's just bugs in the air. So I get all my protein for when I go on runs.
Sometimes your sunglasses, you got
the
bugs off.
I do. I put on little windshield wipers on my sunglasses when I have to go running.
I saw some sunglasses you could like rotate the lens and it will get darker or lighter.
Wait, the ones that automatically do that?
No.
I hate those. Those are the lamest shit.
Transition lenses. That's
the lamest thing you could ever wear. Anyone that wore those would get roasted, would get flamed.
Oh my gosh.
Get heated.
Like they walk inside.
Cooked.
Yeah, they look so stupid. And then that clears up and it's like you don't control your.
Yeah, you are cooked.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, for walking in.
Just begging to get their ass kicked.
Yeah, and they can't go back to their parents and be like, actually, can we get the normal ones? It's like, no, these are prescription sunglasses. Their glasses are expensive. You have to keep those.
He's going through a phase or something. His hormones. And
I think that's the first thing.
They're cool.
First, you like transition lenses and then you transition to become a woman or a man.
It's a gateway.
It gives you, I think that what they do is it kind of gives you transition lenses. So it makes you gives you the lens of someone who wants to transition.
Yeah. It's like it'll change when you're looking at girls or looking in the mirror.
Like you look down and you don't see a wiener. You see,
it goes dark.
You see
can't see your crotch.
You see a vag. I don't want to say the P word.
Uh-huh. You try staring at the sun.
Yeah, I always look at the sun.
Yeah,
and it doesn't even hurt my eyes.
Sorry, I like stargazing.
Yeah, people are like this. People are so dumb that look at the sun. I'm like, well, actually, I just have really good eyes, and I can see the flares on the sun.
It's called immunity.
Yeah,
antibodies.
It's called having really good eyes.
Yeah, it's like I don't know. Sometimes
they're like, but that'll hurt your eyes. I'm like, well, it hasn't. I saw the vision of a hawk.
Oh,
of a peregrine falcon. A lot of people call me that.
What do you think Galileo was doing?
Yeah.
You think he was looking at Pluto?
Yeah.
Pluto got cooked.
Galileo.
Pluto got some guy you're a girl, you don't care about him.
Everyone loved the planets, and then Pluto. Pluto, they're just cooked. You're not a planet.
But then it's like, no, wait, I want you back.
Yeah.
And then you're playing it again. I love you.
Yeah.
And then it's, oh, no, actually.
Oh, yeah. None of these academics got pissed about when Pluto got Doge. No. Where they hate Doge.
Mm-hmm. No, who hates Doge?
Who?
Doji. The rapper Doji.
Doja Cat.
Doji. Yeah. Doji Cat. Can't be straight man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, neither can you, babe.
Yeah.
I'll be a little bit gay if you meet, you know?
How come
she makes fun of her mans in the song?
You see that there was a book that was talking about a guy named Elon that was going to take us to Mars?
Yeah.
For sure time travel or something.
It's like, how many books are out there? How many books are out there talking about Mars? How many books are out there talking about Mars with the guy named Elon?
There's also one about Trump and then Baron Trump.
Berenstein.
No,
Berenstein Bears.
Oh, yeah. Is it Baron Trump or Berenstein Trump?
Is it like the Baron Trump Bears? Like the...
Is it the Baron Trump Bears or the Baron Trump
Bears? Yeah. The Barons. I didn't know it was the Barons.
The Barons.
Like the Barons. I thought it was the Bears. The sketch.
No, it's the Barons.
The Barons.
The Barons, like, yeah.
My whole life I'd be quoting like the Bears and people would look at me like.
Oh, that's the Nelson Mandela effect.
Yeah. I got cooked, I guess. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Lorne.
Yeah. The mm-hmm. Barons. I always love that sketch.
We're live from New York. I look like a dumbass right now.
And the Barons are short for the Berenstein Bears.
It's just, it's all, you trace it back, it's all money.
Yeah, it's all Hollywood.
And we appreciate it, guys. Appreciate your hard work.
Yeah, Gavin Newsom burned down all the Tinseltown, which is not cool.
Let's research the Library of Congress for any books about a guy named Gavin Newsom destroying the earth.
Right. Well, you just got Patrick Bateman from it's the same guy.
That was so funny when he got made fun of for like moving all weird. Like, we might do this, we might buy Hawaii.
Yeah. He's just like, I got to watch that video again.
Yeah.
That's a guy from Patrick Bet David's podcast, mm-hmm. Vinny.
It's just like,
he's like, if we're going
to. Oh, yeah.
And all the hand gestures, and he does that on his. I watched the episode of him and Charlie Kirk out of his podcast. His podcast pretend that he's moderate now.
He's like, no, this is just authentic media.
I've always been like this, you know. It's uh-huh. like he talks to Steve Bannon. It's like I want to see clips from the Bannon one. Bannon must have cooked him on some stuff, but he's really good at being a snake.
It's just crazy because it's like being good at being a snake. It's like, you know, like most people know that you're a snake.
He's like a demon. Yeah.
It's like, but it's not tricking anyone.
Yeah.
Like you just like a dumb person, drunk person.
Well,
like,
the movie American Psycho is based on Gavin Newsom, played by Christian Bale.
Now, yeah. And so that's another Mandela effect.
Yeah. So it's not, it was actually played by Gavin Newsom, and it's about Gavin Newsom.
Mm-hmm. I was putting some lotion on my skin today, and I was thinking Buffalo, is it Buffalo Bills or Buffalo Bob's?
I think it's.
Lotion on the skin guy?
I think it's Bob's.
And I just think I'm becoming more like this guy, and I don't like it.
I had a whole thing where. I got stuck in a well.
Uh-huh.
It was a while back. Well back. It was a little while back.
Nice.
I got stuck in a well, and then there was this weird guy lowering down a bucket to me of mm-hmm. lotion and said it puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again. And uh-huh. I was like, I love hose.
Yeah.
So I didn't even put on any lotion. I was ashier than the first responders of 9/11.
It's a trap.
Yeah.
9/11.
Turns out it wasn't a hose. He just hosed me down. Yeah. With a water hose.
Okay, I see what he meant now.
Oh, I like water hose. You're talking about mermaids? Yeah. That's water hose.
But them sirens.
Yeah. And on that note, folks, I think we're there.
Sometimes it's...
Patreon.com/badcomedy is where the real shit goes down, folks. We had a representative from Adidas on the podcast for the guest mm-hmm. episode, so you're going to like that one. To hear more, just... Make sure to hit like and subscribe. Smash that like button.
Yeah, and just smash that Cash App or what's it called? What's the other one?
PayPal.
Smash that. What's it called?
PayPal Mafia. Subscribe button.
Multiple exes blocked me on Venmo. But you can bless me at a comedy baddie.
Hit the like button. Don't hit the dislike button.
No, yeah.
Yeah. I shouldn't have even brought that into the zeitgeist.
No, but maybe hit that on everything else besides Venmo.
Right. So like when other stuff pops up in your algorithm, hit down. Uh-huh. And for us, hit up and subscribe. Because, folks, even if you're subscribed, we might not be in your algorithm because they don't like us.
Yeah, and like Al Gore, does he have rhythm?
No. None. And he invented the internet.
So it's like...
Where did the internet just come from, too? Okay, the internet...
Oh, Al Gore has the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy who was like, yeah, we're all going to die in 5 years from carbon.
Like Bill Clinton's favorite guy?
Yeah, pretty sure it's been 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, Al Gore, since you were saying that.
That is fucked.
Yeah. So we got
stuff that's like, you believed it, and then now with everything else unraveling, you're like, no, there's a huge, that is.
Right, that human-made climate change just isn't real.
Yeah. I feel like Dave Chappelle right now. This is my extent of, like, just my mic. It's like a sex object. It's like a, sometimes.
Some people do this joke, they go.
Yeah. I actually sent this huge Ken Flores fan that video where like, gluck, 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 gluck.
Yeah, where he's talking about being in Boys Town, belly blow, and then.
Sucking a dick, fool.
Uh-huh. Rest in power, Ken Fluoride.
Dog, I was sucking that dick.
I love that video.
Yes.
Rest in power, Ken Fluoride. This is our rest in power video.
Oh, Dale died, by the way, guys. So.
Oh, yeah. Not.
You believed it, though.
Yeah, you fell for it. If you saw my story where I said rest in peace, if you waited a couple more seconds, you would have seen him right next to me.
Yeah. So, sometimes it's... You send something, people watch it, or they don't, or they just think they don't watch the end of the video.
They're really mad in the back of their head because I gave them a heart attack. Mm-hmm.
Maybe don't jump to conclusions. It's called a setup.
Maybe your brother will text you and say, like, did Dale really pass?
Yeah, maybe you reach out to a cousin. Did you know it was a Baron Trump Bears?
Baron Trump Bears.
The Barons. I'm like, how long?
The Barons.
How many times have I said that and looked? It's just dumb.
So dumb. Follow me at Bad Boy Comedy and at Bad Comedy Podcast on all the platforms. If you're listening audio, like and subscribe also. Then go to YouTube and like and subscribe. You can even get some, if you know some bots or some AIs, put them all together or something. Have them mass ghost watch our videos for us so we get more reach.
And reach, it's like, I feel like we're kind of boxing. We're dodging and weaving, but we're also Muhammad Ali. We're like a butterfly sting like a bee. We have bees in
we
our
like
head.
Bees, but we're not bee heads. Well, I'm a bee head because I love bees.
Yeah. I have bees in my head. So, yeah, call me a bee head. Yeah, thank you.
My brain's a beehive. It's not a transmitter.
We have a lot of bees. We have the best beeves.
Best bees.
Said beeves.
Beeves?
Beeves and Butthead. Beeves and Butthead.
I like the Oregon State Beeves. Where do they find you?
I'll be at Oregon State trying to get some beaver.
Oh, nice.
I love saying beaver.
Yeah.
No one says that.
Yeah, it's some old school.
I'm the only person that says beaver anymore.
I bet Trump says it in when he's in locker room.
Not even Trump.
No, when he's in locker room talk, he does.
You think so?
When he's talking with the boys.
Yeah.
And there's not a hot mic that they leaked?
I don't know. I want to hear the whole clip and see kind of what kind of context was that taken out of.
Yeah. Right. All he said was, you grab him by the beaver.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's like, how come we got that, but not the Epstein files?
Yeah. Not the shape-shifting stuff.
No, it's like...
None of the, like, crimes Biden did.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's... I don't know, it's just like...
Everything was signed by, like, AutoPen. Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird.
There's, like, mad libs. We have mad Republicans mad about...
No, it's mostly libs that are mad, to be honest.
But you got to admit that these red pill guys. They're just so mad about there's no Epstein files released.
Oh, yeah. Shut They're up. Like, just wait.
Who are the pedophiles?
Also, if,
who are all the pedophiles in control?
Yeah, it's not like Cash Patel wants to hide that.
No.
If you're the attorney general and you want to build a case, you need to, especially if they're against politicians or high up people, uh-huh. they have really good lawyers, so you have to have an airtight case.
Fuck. Yeah.
So before you release any of that, you want to make sure you have cases on everyone that's involved.
I'm worried about how the
if they're going to release it, if they have it. It seems like Trump said recently that they do actually have it, and it's going to because I don't trust Pam Bondi's timeline.
Do you? It's almost like
I like Pam Bondage when she's wearing all leather.
Oh yeah, from The Office.
Yeah,
it seems like if you fuck up, like it's easy to fuck up a legal thing to where it's like a mistrial or just like
100%.
You get evidence thrown out on accident that just ruins the case, and you're like, you got me,
right?
Like but then if they don't fuck it up, then you're in the other situation, like, you got me. I did it.
If you're a librarian of Congress, are you in Congress? If you're a librarian at the Library of Congress?
Sometimes me and Mac, we skip recess.
I'm a librarian at Congress.
Yeah.
We do a lot of language arts. We're really artistic with our language.
Bad boys, flip things around. Math.
Yeah, fuck math. We do recess.
Maybe science classes. We're running science class.
Yeah, electricity.
We're doing drugs in the...
Hell yeah.
You know, it's a wooded area by the school.
Yeah, yeah.
We go out there.
We use the Bunsen burners.
Lucy K has a story about stealing a bunch of...
Is it the Bunsen burner bears or the Bunsen burner?
I think it was like the Baron Trump burners. All
right. Yeah. Folks, we love you. Join the Patreon. And, all right.
Just like
cool.
You know, stay positive.
Episode's over. Oh, start the Patreon.
Oh yeah.
All right, we're gonna start the Patreon.
Better load that thing first.
Hey everybody.
Oh Jesus, dude. That's awesome.